The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening. This is like a Happy Trails bit of the part of the show. As the party is riding horses.
Like the opening of Bonanza. Only Hoss has horns and Little Joe has a tattoo.
And if you want to know what that's all about, go back and listen to last week's episode. And if you don't understand last week's episode, go back and listen to the episode before that. Oh, you know what? Just start from episode one and work your way forward.
I recommend starting from episode eight.
It'll all make sense.
I'm with Matthew.
It would be an interesting experience working backwards.
Watch them in reverse.
Someone try that and let us know how that goes.
Like Scott Bakula.
We could probably force Greg.
Maybe.
Maybe this leap will be the leap home.
All right. Rodrigo, please spin us an entertaining tale this week.
All right.
That phrasing was suspect.
This is a robot that wants to be a real boy and eventually becomes a...
Yeah. Like, all right, some skeletons reattached your arm. Okay. So, you guys are riding to Memphendion, which is a city. A while before you get there, you start passing these towers. They're fairly small. They're just, you know, watchtowers. And they all seem to keep an eye on you. But the moment that they see Moth, they don't cause any trouble. And eventually, as the sun starts to go down, you get to the city. Memphendion is a fairly large city that... has a full perimeter wall made out of wood, basically. It's all like tree trunks with like spikes on top and things like that. It is like an old school
fort.
Yep, fort like that. And as the group starts, or once the city comes into sight, somebody does come out and somebody does ride out to meet you guys, and rides over to Moth, who nods, and this other person who also has the same clan sign as her. Comes over and is like, so you weren't out as long as you thought. And she shakes her head and says, nope, he was pretty much dead on as far as when they were going to get here. So we'll have to make sure that he knows that and pats himself on the back accordingly. Anything new going on? And he nods and is like, yeah, we finally, a shaman came in. And he's going to have a look at the well. She nods and He says, well, if you need anything, I'll be around. And he kicks it up and rides back into town.
There's a problem with the well?
Yeah, a couple days ago, from what I hear, there started being problems with one of our wells. It's this thing where the water level just kind of increases or decreases. Sometimes the well floods over. Sometimes it the water goes away completely, and we can't figure out why. So we think there's probably some kind of spirit problem. So we put the call out, and apparently we got a shaman in pretty quick order. So that's at least good. We'll go right through the center of town, so that's probably where he'll be. You guys okay. Can see him work if you want.
Interesting.
So you guys get into town. The gates are open. Once you get in, it's, you know, probably what you were expecting, mostly wooden houses. There's a few stone buildings, but mostly this place is largely made out of wood. And pretty quick, you get into a road and you get to the center of town, and there is a pretty massive crowd gathered around this well. And as you guys are getting there, you see the crowd part as this person is making its way to the well. Pretty quickly, you realize that this is an elf. He's wearing this big coat that's got all these little kind of braids on it. Big staff. Has a band over his forehead, and one of his, like, the whole one side of his face has this bluish kind of cobalt blue paint. From a distance it looks like it's solid, but as you get closer you can see that there's actually strokes to it. He starts to walk over to the well, and Moth waves, and he stops, and he looks, he kind of like inspects her, and, you know, sees her badge and nods to her, and she nods back to him, and he walks over to the well. Taps the edge of it a couple times, walks around it, peeks in, and then his eyes go really wide, and he basically turns to run away from it as the entire thing just explodes. Essentially, the well and an area maybe 15 feet around it just are completely uprooted out of the ground, including the place where the elf was standing, as this huge column of some form of liquid just erupts out of the ground and just continues to climb higher and higher into the sky, essentially sending him off flying. Once it gets to a certain height, there's this moment where everybody hears a crash just kind of off over there, and you realize that a huge glob of this liquid just basically pulverized the house by landing on it. Moth pulls on her reins and immediately motions to her men and yells out, "Get these people out of here!" As essentially these huge globules of something start landing all over the place and just destroying whatever they hit, seemingly just because they're really heavy.
Yeah, after they hit anything, do we see anything?
No, mostly like hay and splinters flying in every direction.
But, I mean, nothing's moving. Nothing's the water's moving, not, no. Looks like it's alive or anything.
Nope.
Trell gets off her horse. Damage control.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you guys are up for it, we'll do a skill challenge.
Can't do that much more damage, can we?
How much worse can it get?
Yeah.
He said, knowing that the answer is never ask that question.
When Brian's rolling.
And everybody's getting a...
Plus two. Oh, but I don't. Oh, do I have my little ringlet of head stuff?
Yes.
Ringlet of head stuff. This is why I ask you guys to look over your sheet before we start.
I haven't used it in so long.
There's a lot of different words on there.
There's a lot of different words.
Plus one
last
for me.
Last time we rolled initiative.
Plus one. In the,
yeah.
This is not the ringlet of hand stuff. That's
the basalt.
All right.
So
Rob
three episode.
Orem.
16.
Ket.
24.
Randis.
18.
Torque.
What's our bonus?
You're one. Getting a plus one from Orem.
Getting a plus one, but not a plus two?
No, correct. You're getting a plus one and not a
Somebody
plus two.
Somebody said plus two is why it confused me. 17.
And Trow.
15.
There's an encounter in which Ket goes first. That's weird.
It happens.
A planet where Ket goes first? It's a madhouse.
Okay. So, the goal of this skill challenge is to clear out the civilians while simultaneously not dying. You guys have one reroll available to you, which you can apply to either athletics or diplomacy. And that's available to the entire party once.
Oh, to the entire party.
Well, what I mean is... The whole party just gets that one reroll.
Yeah.
We do not have our
plus
standard action
point rerolls. Sure. Okay.
Okay. So we do have our action points.
So we have a bonus reroll, is what Rodrigo is telling us.
Yep.
Yes.
So in addition to the normal rerolls.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. So, as I said before, there's this huge column of fluid exploding out of the ground, and these droplets that are probably about the size of the horses that you guys are riding on are now falling all over the town. At least all over the main square. First up is Ket.
Diplomacy. I'm going to be telling people where to go. Torque, go help clear that building. Randis, take care of anybody who's hurt. Orem, see if you can't clog this or something. I don't know.
Find a giant plunger.
Magic at it.
Yeah. Basically, it'll be Torque and Trail, go help clear that building. Randis, go help those people. See if they you can do things and not give Orem any orders. Cause
yeah,
I can't
he'll figure it out.
Ket has a 27 in bossy.
He does.
26.
A 26
Ooh,
is a success.
He rolled a negative one.
Randis.
All right. Following Ket's lead, I will go help some people who are either shooken up or hurt. Basically, just get them on their feet quick enough to get them out or get them in a position or a situation where they can be moved. So I'll try to heal it up and help people out that way. That's going to be a 22.
22 is a success.
Yay!
Next up is Torque.
Hello. So he pointed over there, and he said, go over there and do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I go that way, and I do something.
Okay.
On the way there, though, there's a guy who is frozen in his tracks. And Torque will use his athletics to move that guy out of the way of a splorch.
Okay.
In an awesome way of not killing him. However that goes. Using athletics. Ha ha! Wah, 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 wah. 31.
That's a success. Orem.
All right. Also needing to see about helping the population, I'm going to use my magic skills to use my mage hand to grab some rubble and use it to hold it above some people so the water is not falling upon them. Can I do that?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay.
Boy, don't fail, because...
Yeah, fail.
Would you like to spend an action point?
Sure. Nice. Better. That's 32.
That's a success.
Please and tell me those four people were
just yes.
A little.
Yeah, about 31 higher than the last time.
Yep.
Yikes.
Okay. So, yeah, Orym manages to move some rubble out of a problematic path and onto something that where it will actually help. Trell.
Ket told her to go towards a house, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go over there and try and use perception to locate any and all bodies that are waterlogged people.
Okay.
Is it worth it to try and figure out what this thing's doing? I mean, it's pretty definitely the Feywild thing, right, guys? Oh, phew. There's a 20. 20.
Total. 20 total?
Yes.
That is a failure.
Yeah.
I don't want to reroll.
Okay.
We're going to eat a failure.
Trell runs over to the building that Ket pointed to, and before she can get there, thinks, "Oh, maybe we should ascertain what this thing is, or maybe no, I should probably do that," and essentially stops herself and doesn't do anything for a round while trying to decide whether this is the best course of action.
I hope that elf isn't watching. No. I hope he's unconscious somewhere.
Well, you don't see him.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. He's probably dead.
Yep.
Yes, good. Tell no one.
Ket.
I'm going to use insight to gauge people's reaction, figure out what group is actually needing the most help right now.
Okay.
23
is a success.
Just use perception.
Definitely.
No insight.
Definitely perception. that group of probably. Yeah, we'll say there's a group of kids with a couple of adults with them, trying to like get them someplace, but the adults don't really know where to go, so they're just kind of like keeping these kids just clumped up right in the center of things. Randus.
Yeah, I think I'll just use perception to try to determine basically where's going to be the next place that's going to need the most help to clear out and try to move things forward better.
Okay. I like how you guys do all of your like gauging in the second round. It's like, well, now that we like kick things over, let's figure out if we did the right thing.
We act first, then exactly. Clues.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
You must be new here.
I knew the two highest priorities. Took those dead care of.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next priority? Dead.
So 29.
29 is a success. Clearly, there are some serious structural issues happening in some of these buildings that needs to be addressed.
Yippee.
And, I mean, since basically the two of you have, like, spent your turn looking around, you guys can shout some stuff out if you want.
Torque, yeah. Go catch that building.
Yeah.
Catch it? Okay.
Yes. Oh,
God. Whose turn is it?
Torque.
Hi! Randus says, Torque, go catch that building.
Mm-hmm.
Torque sees that the water has struck a glancing blow and the door is wedged shut. Utilizing his massive half-orc face, Torque will use endurance to bash the door open so that the people inside that damaged building can get out.
I will allow it.
Ha-ha! Endurance. You, see, you hit it with your shoulder and you hit it with your head and then you do a big Shawn Michaels sweet chin music kick to knock it open. 30.
Yeah, that's a success. Okay.
I was trying to do math in my head. Shawn Michaels sweet chin music kick bashes the door open.
And what did you use, Matthew?
What?
Endurance.
Oh, endurance.
Endurance. Because the first time I used athletics. And intimidate really wouldn't do me any good.
So, yes.
I'm going to scare that building.
Torque manages to not get seriously injured as he essentially does the opposite of what Randa says and just collapses one one wall of the building, therefore allowing people to escape. I mean, you know, he does that in such a way that it doesn't bring down the whole building.
Except for Autumn.
Well, apparently there is
one
side of the building is falling, and as Orm sees the building starting to fall, he notices this beautiful maiden and her little brother standing in the middle of the street.
Right.
Orm quickly uses his acrobatics to jump out there and try to save them.
Nice!
And he does not.
Oh, crap.
Amazing.
Twice beautiful for a human.
Let Brian roll that.
I know. Brian has that's cursed. A failure, then. That is a failure.
Okay.
Poor maiden and her little brother.
Can't re-roll an acrobatics game.
Or nope. I could roll athletics, but that is even worse.
Orim sweeps down and goes to help this maiden, who is like very surprised and basically takes the like
takes a step back,
takes like
right as the building
takes
smashes.
Takes the radishes that she's carrying in a bucket and just like throws them all into Orim's face. This startles her away from the building, but now the building is certainly collapsing on Orim as well.
Way to go. Your
Brian. Face is full of radishes.
Way to go, Brian.
Very disconcerting.
Oh, yes. This is my fault.
This is all your fault. Well,
no.
I didn't
you
see Brian.
You let him use the die.
Because Randus was so upset that he had to a hold of his parents that I made the ultimate sacrifice of my awesome die,
which was still
to let him roll and
choice.
Get a nat 20. I made the ultimate sacrifice for Brian.
It was a sacrifice that you made, thus making it
quiet.
Your
fault. You
can we?
It's all Barry Allen's fault that he decided to run that fast.
Where's Mrs. Garrett when you really need her?
All right, so. Bottom of the round is Trell.
Hold on.
Who
then.
Actually stands to
win or lose?
Yes.
What's the things we get rerolls on?
Athletics.
And
athletics, diplomacy, bluff, or intimidate. We get two rerolls on diplomacy.
Ooh. Diplomacize it up.
Except she's probably not.
No, she's probably.
But
awful
with three rerolls.
It's charisma, and that's your dump stat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Athletics is probably your best bet.
Yeah, I know what to do.
It's okay, it's my dump stat too. Well, it's tied with strength.
Okay, Trell is going to see her precious future brother-in-law assaulted with radishes and about to be assaulted even harder with a building.
Yeah. Assaulted by architecture.
Yes. Not his day. So she's going to try and use athletics to run and either grab him, or if she could also probably just hold up whatever, like catch whatever's about to fall on him, I think. If the wood is actually coming apart.
It probably is. I mean, you probably want to get him out from under there rather than necessarily catch it.
Okay.
Because it's like the side of a building.
Okay, she's going to try and run and grab Orm with athletics. I got a crappy score, but I have something that lets me... I have wood elf agility, so on acrobatics or athletics checks, d20 roll of 2 or through 7 counts as 8. And I just rolled another 2.
Awesome.
So...
Reroll that.
Oh,
no.
That means it doesn't reroll 8.
Yeah.
Plus whatever her skill is.
So that's a 22.
22 is a success.
Yay. Yay.
What's your skill? What's that skill that you used?
It's wood elf agility.
Oh, well, that's a good thing because this is a wooden house falling on me.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. She spoke to it using her wood elf whispering powers.
Yes. So she's a wood whisperer then?
Yes.
It's a frog pants joke. No, that was good.
Yeah.
I was going to make another joke, but this is a G-rated podcast.
People hate it when I plug other things in the middle of the show, like our Amazon link over at majorspoilers.com.
Really?
Click on it and pick up your non-poison dye today. It comes our way, helps the show.
Guaranteed to not have been touched by Brian.
Well, not this Brian. But maybe
Brian.
Maybe
a Brian.
I go to ChessX and lick all the dice.
So that's a success. Trell successfully basically puts Orym into a fireman's carry and beats it out of there as a building collapses.
I see what you did there.
The rest of Ormoth's people managed to clear out a lot of the remaining groups, and Ket and Randus also managed to steer people in the proper direction so that they are not crushed by things. Torque, you know, pokes his head out from the rubble.
Like Buster Keaton.
Yes.
Looking out a window.
The torrent of stuff ends as a lot of the stuff that was still shot into the ground or into the air coalesces into a very large glob and just lands several feet from the well, basically closer to you guys, and doesn't do a lot of coalescing, but it is pretty clearly something, some kind of creature. In fact, it looks like an enormous translucent, basically liquid toad.
That is so cool.
It does that thing where like its little bag, and it's I forgot what those are called.
Throat sack.
Those are called gribbets.
Inflates, and as it does, this clear arcs of electric energy build up all over it, and immediately just fan out over all of the remaining globules on the ground, and it just immediately fries a handful of Moth's people that are still kind of trying to end their horses. As they're trying to clear people out.
No, that's horrible!
Squirtle, no!
And it essentially, as it sees, because basically people have built themselves into this arc that are moving away from it, as it sees people moving away, it starts kind of like moving its feet towards it, but mostly just like rolling in that direction, which is basically the direction you guys are all standing.
Okay, we're going to kill that thing.
Is this time for initiative?
I think it is.
I tell you what, since we are at a pretty good break point, I'm pretty sure this battle is going to take us a little while.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break this week? A little short episode. We'll come back next week, and we'll get into a mega battle. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, everybody. Hey, thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for listening. Questions to podcast at majorspoilers.com. And next time, giant water toad frog thing monstrosity.
The Lyndon LaRouche toad frog massacre.
Thanks, everyone, and remember, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.